Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
And this is probably peak time of year now as the autumn comes in for people fantasising about retiring abroad. Apparently, there's some research that says 30% of Irish people say they plan to retire abroad. You would think probably about 3% of them will actually do it. And look, obviously, there are a lot of considerations around it. Will I end up drinking from lunchtime every day if I move abroad? Will I end up hanging around with retired bank robbers from the UK if I move down to the south of Spain? Marion Ryan is a consumer tax manager for TaxBack.com. And Marion, you probably can't answer those questions, but you can give us some picture of the scene and what we need to be thinking about if we're thinking about putting plans in place to retire abroad.
Yeah, exactly. I suppose we can't guarantee who your neighbours are going to be, but you can.
Yeah, that's never a guarantee in life,
is it?
It
depends on your budget as well.
Yeah. Okay.
If you've got first steps. For a property, you probably,
first steps, Marion, if we're thinking about retiring abroad, what should people be doing?
Yeah, so I suppose it's not a decision you're going to make on a whim. So the first bit of advice I give people is to start thinking about it long in advance. Start having these conversations maybe 2 years in advance. Talk to a financial advisor. So the first thing you want to figure out is where is going to be best for me to go, where is going to be easiest for me to move to. And if it's the case that maybe you're a high net worth individual with large pensions or an investment portfolio, it is really important to talk to a financial advisor to figure out what implications that would have for me. So is it going to be a case that I'm going to get taxed on my worldwide income? Is it going to be a huge tax on my pension, stuff like that? So the first thing you need to do, I suppose, is figure out where your dream destination is going to be and then talk to a financial advisor about it there, because the different countries you go to is going to have huge difference in maybe like visa requirements. There may be financial requirements. You might have to have a certain amount of money in your bank account to move to a certain country. If you're moving to Italy, you have to have a property there. So all of these things, you need to start thinking about it about 2 years in advance and talk to someone.
Okay, so in terms of that then, let's break down a bit of that and what the requirements are and what the situations are in different countries. First off, can I go live anywhere in the EU I want? They can't stop me, can they?
Yeah, exactly. So the EU is going to be the quickest and easiest place for us to move to there. There's going to be no visa requirements. Some of the countries you might have to get a residency visa, but that's basically just you declaring that I'm going to be resident here now for the ongoing period there. It's relatively straightforward. So even if we look at, say, Italy, my dream destination, where I'd like to go.
You keep coming back to Italy here, Marion. Yeah.
I'd love to move there now at the moment, but it's not practical for me. But if you're moving to Italy, you do need to have, you have to have financial assets there of in excess of €31,000 a year. Now, that doesn't have to be pension income of €31,000 a year. It means that you have to show that you have assets as well. So maybe you have a property here in Ireland, maybe you've got an investment portfolio and stuff like that. So you need to bear that in mind when you're moving to Italy. But there's no visa requirements for Italy. You have to have a property there. And there's actually a really cool
So you have to own it. You have to own a house in Italy to go live there.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. To go live in it there now.
And do a lot of other countries, Marion, have this notion of you having to prove that you're not going to be a drain on them, like prove income or assets?
Not within the EU. Okay. So within the EU, it's usually just you have to. Well, there's no requirement really. You just have to.
Yeah. Okay.
To
so Italy's a kind of an outlier there.
It is, yeah, but they have a really cool scheme in Italy, actually, where you can buy a property for a euro.
Yes.
Now, there's loads of kind of loopholes around it there and stuff like that. You have to be in certain areas there. But it is another area for people to think about there. As well there, they offer a flat rate of 7% tax on foreign income. So that means if you have pension income there, you're probably going to be paying very low tax on it there. Again, you have to be in certain regions. So there a lot of EU countries have really nice incentives in place to kind of lure us over to retire there. So Italy, I suppose, a lot of regions in Italy there.
So you only pay 7% on whatever your if you have a pension coming from Ireland, you only pay 7% on whatever you have coming in?
Potentially in certain areas. So the incentive is you have to be like in a rural region there, the population has to be less than 20,000. But that's something to be kind of smart about. Like, yes, you can move to Italy, you can buy a property for a euro, you can pay your 7% tax on it there, but you're most likely going to be living in a rural region, which probably might not be as accessible as if you're moving to Rome there for yourself. You mightn't have the flights in and back, and what you mightn't have as well is people speaking English. So we have to have that in our minds as well.
Yes.
That if we're going to move to a rural part of Italy, we have to make the change. We have to make the effort to learn the language and to integrate ourselves in there. So it might be the dream financially, but it might not be practical for your retirement.
And
but
listen, you mentioned flights there, and I do think it's worth mentioning to people that you do need to think, are there cheap flights there, and are there always going to be cheap flights there from Ireland? Because these things do shift, don't they?
Exactly, yeah. So like Michael O'Leary might fly into a certain area of Italy at the moment, but if it's not financially viable for him next year, they're gone out of it there. So that's something to bear in mind as well. And that's why a lot of people veer towards Portugal and Spain, because they're really accessible with flights from Ryanair, Aer Lingus and many other airlines in and out there on a daily basis. And not only from Dublin, they fly from Cork and from Shannon and even some from Knock there. So Portugal, we find, is very, very popular there. Okay. And Portugal as well, when it comes to taxes on your pension stuff. That
so tell me about the tax regime in Portugal then.
Yeah, it's called the non-habitual resident tax regime. So basically, if you're not currently a resident of Portugal and you move over there, you could be able to avail of a flat rate 10% tax on your income there as well. So that's a really good incentive for people. As well with Portugal, they're really set up for it. They have the Algarve is set up. Everyone is speaking English there. There's a huge expat community there already. So you could land in Portugal tomorrow. You can buy your property relatively cheap or rent a property there relatively cheap. The cost of living is amazingly cheap there compared to Ireland there. And you can integrate yourself straight away. They're used to tourists. They're used to non-Portuguese speakers. They're non-Spanish speakers. And you can set up a great life there for yourself. You can live your Mediterranean life quite easily.
Okay, so I see where you're at, Mary, and your heart is in Italy, but your head is absolutely in Portugal. Sounds like they're basically trying to set up an open-air retirement community in the sun for Irish people, aren't they?
Yeah, it's the Florida of Europe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about Spain? Like, attractive?
Spain is also attractive. It's quite similar to Portugal there. The tax regime might not be as favourable there. They don't have a set out, this is your tax rate here. But tax should never be your deciding factor, especially if you're a normal retiree with your pension income coming in there. You don't have a huge investment portfolio behind you there. Whatever taxes you're going to end up paying is going to be minimal. You might be below tax thresholds there. So it's not going to be the deciding factor for you there. Spain, again, like Portugal, is very accessible. It has the language. It has the climate. The climate mightn't have been as favourable this summer to people there, but it's set up and it's ready to go there. The cost of living in Spain as well is hugely below there. Like the cost of rent in Spain is 51% of what it is here in Ireland. The cost to go out to a meal is about half of what it is here in Ireland. So simple things like that. Living day to day is much cheaper in any of the other destinations than here in Ireland.
France, I have a sense, not as set up for this, not as easy, not as welcoming. This is probably in reality based on, you know, those shows where people go down to live in France and they're doing up a place and you have to go to the mayor, like if you want to paint the wall and stuff like that and get 10 forms filled out and that kind of thing.
It is, yeah. So the house in France, it looks like the dream for a lot of people there. I think you really want to be tenacious to want to move to France.
Really?
First of all, the tax system and all that can be kind of complicated in France. So definitely if you're thinking of moving to France, you do need to get a financial planner, because generally France will tax you on your worldwide income. So any money you have anywhere in the world, they want to know about it. They want you to declare it and they want to tax on it there. And they can be quite stringent as well. So if it's a case that you have assets that you don't declare, they will come after you for it there. Now, that's not to poo-poo France completely.
Oh, no, listen, France has gone off the list, I think. Let's face it.
It's not the easy destination. And as well, I suppose, a lot of rural French areas as well, they're not going to have, well, they do speak English. They all usually have a second language, but they don't, to put it politely, they don't appreciate you're not making the effort to speak French.
Marion, you have thought a lot about this beyond the taxation implications, I can see. So listen, just so that people are clear now, we've mentioned a few times about what tax people would be paying in the country they moved to. What a lot of people probably don't understand is, like, in terms of the origins of whatever your money is, right? So first, can you move to, let's say, Portugal? Can you move to Portugal and be getting your state pension in Ireland still?
Yes. That'll be a big concern for people. You're not going to work here for 40, 50 years, move to Portugal and not get your pension. So you can move to an EU country and you can get your, but you can move anywhere and you're still entitled to get your pension there. And it's really easy. We're going to be all SEPA mandated there. So if you're getting it into your Spanish bank account or your Portuguese bank account, it's all well and good. generally with your pension income, you're going to be taxed on it. And I say that in inverted commas, in the country that you're living in. But as I
so
mentioned
if you
earlier,
okay, so say you have a private pension and you would be moving into getting taxed in Ireland. If that private pension so is based on whatever your pension pot or your scheme is in Ireland, are you paying tax on that in Ireland and then further tax wherever you're gone? Or are you just being taxed once, or is it set off, or how does it work?
You'll get taxed in the country that you're deemed as resident in. So for the first year or two, it'll be a bit of a grey area there, because it depends on your residence and your ordinary residence. But say after 3, 4, 5 years, if you're living in Portugal, you're taxable in Portugal there. There will be some instances where you will have to pay tax in Ireland. So say if you have a county council pension or a government pension, you're probably going to get taxed at that at source here in Ireland.
Okay.
But when you file your tax return in the country that you've moved to, so Spain or Portugal there, you declare the income on it, you declare the tax that's been paid on it, and the double taxation agreements will make sure that you don't get taxed twice on it.
Okay.
I think I put a few people to sleep there now with that.
Yeah, I think once you mention the tax return there and having to chase it around, people are like, healthcare is obviously a concern for everybody, but as people get older, obviously, it's more of a concern. So do people get free healthcare wherever they go in Europe?
Yeah, so we're all probably familiar with the EHIC card. We all renew it or make sure it's up to date before we're going anywhere. That entitles us to either free or reduced rate public healthcare anywhere in Europe. If you're a retiree and you're moving abroad, you can actually get one that is covers you for the full time that you're living abroad there. You just need to renew it there. But I would advise people, if it's a case that you want to continue your private health insurance there, make sure and check with your insurance provider that covers you when you're living abroad, or maybe look into maybe getting a policy in the country that you're in. Healthcare generally in all of these countries is as good, if not better. I hasten to say it might even be better than it is here in Ireland with wait times and stuff like that. The only, I suppose, barrier to entry to people, again, it would be the language barrier for people. So that could be a concern for people there. But I suppose the healthcare and your health, a lot of people move abroad for health reasons there, like the weather is good for your asthma, it's good for people with arthritis and all of that there. So that's a thing to bear in mind. I suppose on the flip side, which I suppose the summer and the weather that we had this summer, not in Ireland, but in Europe there, the heat waves and stuff like that, that is a consideration for people as well. They're like, if we're going to continue to have these extreme high heats and summers and heat waves and stuff like that, that might actually be off-putting for people, because you don't want to be stuck in an apartment in 40 degree heat, afraid to go outside for fear that you get dehydrated or there's a wildfire coming down the road there. So I do think we might see a trend of people actually moving to more temperate climates.
Yeah, but Northern Europe isn't going to be as cheap or as nice in general as down around the Med. Sure, it's not, let's face it.
No, not at the moment there, no. And they're not as set up, again, like Germany wouldn't be as set up for non-residents and for expats as the Spains and Portugals are.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of texts coming in about that. People saying climate change, no way am I returning. I would say, though, that I'm thinking about at least half the people, Marion, after hearing you there, are thinking, okay, let's Google retiring to Portugal. I think that was your key underlying message. I know you were being very even-handed about everything, but let's face it.
I'm off to Italy, but everyone else is going to Portugal.
Portugal's where it's at. I'll see you in Italy. Marion Ryan of taxback.com. Thank you very much. We'll take a break.
Thank you.
Email brendan@rte.ie.